Hey, what's up? This is DJ Ruben Toro, a.k.a. The Latin Bull.
Yo, what's up? This is Cool King DJ Onions from New York City, and you're listening to Daily Session.
Daily Session.
DailySession.com.
Peace.
Good to go. Oh, sucky, sucky now. Fat Beats Radio Music Review Show, all in full effect. We are here from the Fat Beats store over in the Village in NYC, your last stop for hip-hop. We got some new bangers for you today, hopefully. I'm hoping. We got a lovely panel.
I love new bangers.
And all that. So. And, yeah, let me just get into it. This is Lady J here. I got E Holla on the ones and twos.
Of the Brown Bag All-Stars.
What's up? Bringing us music. You know, that's what we do here. Music, represent. And if you want to buy some music, come to Fat Beats. You know.
What's the address?
I don't know. Why don't you tell them?
Okay.
Tell them,
I didn't mean to put you on blast. That wasn't what I was saying.
I got it.
406 6th Avenue between 8th and 9th Street in Manhattan.
I knew that part.
406 6th Avenue, second floor above the Bagel Buffet.
Exactly. There you go. Perfect.
Don't go to Bagel Buffet. They raised the price of Coke cans. Fuck them.
So bitter. All right, let's get into it. News-wise, this is what is going on in the land of hip-hop. This, I thought, was cute and funny. And I like this concept. You remember the little toy machines that you put in 25 cents and you get like a little plastic thing, like fake ring or whatever?
Oh, like homemade.
They have those now, only in certain places. They're 25 cent caps for cans. They got the Rusto Fat and the NYC Fat caps, and they give you a fortune. Like, good luck awaits you on 184th Street. Stuff
where
like that,
or
I don't remember the exact location.
In America, they have them?
Yeah, they have them here, U.S.
Oh, that's dope.
That's awesome.
Like Japan,
they only have the two types of caps. Maybe they'll step it up, get some more. But I think that's cool. They have like another one of the sayings was avoid wooden fences. Ooh. Or avoid brick walls. Wooden fences are all for you. Like, I think I like it. Made me happy. Props to all the Graph Riders. Holla. All right, next into this is actually this is funny, but it's kind of ludicrous. Sagging pants are outlawed in Flint, Michigan.
Big up, Michael Moore's hometown.
Whoa.
It's not really, I mean, I guess it's hip-hop affiliated in one way.
That's illegal, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
That's going to get struck down.
It's
right?
Like, they're having people saying that it's kind of racial profiling, which to a great extent.
Or you're gonna get Aladdin in trouble. Fucked up.
Or any MC Hammer impersonators or anything like that. But yeah, it was actually a Newsweek. And the police chief is quote-unquote arresting saggers and threatening them with jail time and fines for a fact he calls immoral self-expression.
I didn't even know that.
And it's also giving them probable cause to search these individuals.
Wow, that's going to get struck down by the Supreme Court or
the ACLU,
so
I believe, is already
That'll be the flavor of the week because that shit's gone.
I just find that ridiculous.
It's a waste of time. Get some jobs in that town.
Nah, seriously. More ridiculousness. Your man DMX. DMX has been arrested 5 times in the last 3 months. He has 2 outstanding warrants alone in Phoenix. And now he got arrested again this past week for trying to use a fake name. He was admitted to the Mayo Clinic. And in order to pay for his medical expenses, he used a fake social and used the name Troy Smith for a $7,500 bill. His name is Earl Simmons, everyone. It is not Troy Smith.
Already sounds like a fake name.
That's crazy.
Yeah, bro.
Maybe he got a friend in
He's
jail.
He's out of his mind.
Yeah. Did he smoke all
How
his
money?
How
do you get arrested 5 times in 3 months? And he already has 2 outstanding warrants in Phoenix. He is not from Phoenix, mind
Why would he go to Arizona? That always, but like, why would it do? Well, actually, Swiss Beats is in Arizona, too, I think.
I don't know, bro. Whatever.
Not say they're like, you know, living together on some like, you know.
He likes prison.
Perfect strangers.
Prison
thing,
works for him. He doesn't like prison. He's not there, but he. Sure as hell trying to get there.
Somebody
real hard. He's making the motions. He wants to go back in, get back with his brethren.
He wants to improve his bark, that's all.
I think he's in Arizona fighting the new saggy pants initiative they're about to pass.
I don't know, bro. But speaking of prisons, there is this man that owns a business.
Count Chocula.
Park Central is the name of the business, and that business is booming and making $1 million in annual sales. By selling cassette tapes to prisoners.
Oh, yeah. No.
Damn.
Yeah.
Genius.
A lot of the
they can't have CDs
because you cut do with them. Exactly. But the last prison I taught at, they always ask me for cassettes, so you can't bring those.
Like Ninja Stars.
Well, maybe that's why DMX is getting arrested. He wants to put out a cassette box.
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. Whatever.
Yo, his actually DMX's Greatest Hits vinyl, incredible.
He's a talented artist. He's just out of his freaking mind. Like he's really off the rocker, into the ocean. Swimming with the bottom feeders, like that's
and no
he's
one
at
sounds
right
like
now.
Him. Wow. Except for K Solo, but K Solo is never that good.
He's so crazy, but that's okay. We still love you, X. Darkman X, holla. Oh, more prison stuff. Rick Ross.
They're building a prison inside of him?
No. That would be amazing.
They're gonna carve him into soap.
They're
what
not
are they
building a prison inside of him. But supposedly, his persona, you know, being a coke dealer and a hustler and is being challenged by the same people, smokinggun.com, that challenged Akon's past. They're challenging his past, and they had a picture of him as a corrections officer. And supposedly,
that'd be hilarious.
Well, his government name is William Roberts. Let me get the exact information. And it's from the showing that he graduated. Once again, alleged documentation supporting that he graduated from the Florida Department of Corrections Training Academy and that he was given the job in December 95 at the age of 19 and left in 97. He denies it, of course, says his past is 100%, you know, thorough what he says, but technically there's these documents floating around saying that,
he's kind of made it clear that he's just talking a lot in radio interviews.
I mean, he also says Pablo Noriega owes him 100 favors. Or Pablo Escobar and Noriega.
Manuel Noriega and Pablo Escobar.
He said, I'm thinking one. That'd be crazy.
That'd be the worst team.
Well, he says that Noriega owes him like 100 favors or whatever. And I really feel like that's not true.
What would Nori owe anyone anymore?
Considering he's kind of dead.
I thought Rick Ross was Ruben Studdard's evil twin.
He is. And that chain is really Ruben Studdard's face, not his.
That's his career.
You know. And, yeah, so that's kind of crazy. Let's see what's going on. Oh, fat people. We're talking about Rick Ross. Talk about Fat Joe. Real quick. It's not really Fat Joe. Is this funny? It's what Tony Yayo said about Fat Joe. He was just in the game and Young Jock and all of them, blah, blah, blah. I mean, not Young Jock. Young Buck and all of them, whatever. And he had this lovely line from Fat Joe. I think it's awesome. You're just a waste. Just go somewhere and die.
That's not even witty.
That's great.
That is mean.
Straight
it's
to
mean,
the point.
But it's so funny because it's just like you're just so mean. I thought it was funny. I read it. I was just like, wow.
Tony Yayo gets like $1 million a year standing next to 50 and saying his lyrics.
He does nothing. He does nothing.
I mean, we sampled him, so that's cool.
Whatever. I don't know. But yeah, just go somewhere and die.
Tony Yayo, unofficial brown bag all star.
yeah. You're retarded. Let's see, what else? The Source, former editor-in-chief Kim Rosario. She's coming out with a tell-all book. If you're not sure, she's the one that won the $7.5 million lawsuit against dealing with David Mays and Benzino and all the sexual harassment and all the garbage that was going on in the years that basically brought The Source to its end. Even though it's still out, but it made it hot garbage. And September 9th, she's coming out with Straight from the Source, an expose from the former editor-in-chief of the Hip Hop Bible, and she is airing out the laundry on the world, on the industry, on The Source, and letting people know what was really good. Mos Def's wife is also letting people know.
I saw that.
Yeah, man.
She looks good too.
She looks good. She was in the the Snoop video. What was it? The Drop It Like It's Hot video. She's an ex-stripper. Yes, Mos Def's wife is an ex-stripper. Wow. She's a video hoe. She mostly said that she dealt with athletes. She's only been involved with
Superhead?
She says she's not a superhead because her book, as opposed to just airing out laundry on people, dirty laundry, all that,
so she's,
she's trying to give a positive spin on how to overcome these things.
She's like a
underlying
And she
cult.
Says that Mos Def is domestically abusive as well.
I mean, you gotta put the anger somewhere.
Yeah, the name of the, it's the tell-all book.
Righteous Rap is being domestic.
Breaking the Code of Silence.
He walks around like he's asleep. You gotta wonder where he puts all his aggression.
I love the man, bro.
It's because he's a black star.
I mean, whatever. Let's see what else is going on.
What's the black
story? This is big. This is big. Nas and Fox News having quite a sparring.
Who is?
Nas.
Oh, Nas.
Nasir Jones.
Nasty Nas.
He had already called out Bill O'Reilly. It was obvious he didn't like Fox News. He said they weren't doing fair and balanced news and that they had basically a series of racial attacks consistently and just, you know, setting out a bad stereotype for the community. And he took it to the next level, partnered up with Color for Change and MoveOn.org, two different companies, and is basically... Why are you switching up the songs, man? Keep it gangsta. Keep it bouncy. But keep it jiggy. No, but he took 620,000 people in front of Fox News. Well, they petitioned. 620,000 people petitioned with him in front of Fox News, basically demanding change. And Bill O'Reilly, of course, you know, shot it down. But I think that's pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's actually doing something instead of just talking about it.
You know, so, Bill O'Reilly once threatened to beat up a 9/11 victim's son.
Oh, give me a break.
It was actually, he did.
He's such
a
perv.
Yeah, a kid named Jeremy Glick, who blamed American policy for what happened on 9/11. And therefore, Bill O'Reilly said that he is a disgrace to his dead mother.
Wow.
Or dead father, rather. So,
that man is going to hell. Like, he's going on the first jet plane with turbo rocket engines to hell as soon
That's
as
the
he
point.
Dies.
There are no engines on the plane to hell. It just crashes.
Great.
No reason to have an engine on a plane doesn't ascend.
He's going there fast.
Yeah.
Ass.
With Brendan Fraser.
I don't know.
The center of the earth.
Whatever, man. Well, Nas. What do you think about Nas? His album is said to possibly be the fifth number one album to come out.
Wow.
Hip hop this year.
Sold 100,000 something
good,
copies.
Awesome album. Talking about Untitled, of course. And other thing. His next two albums, he wants the production to be entirely done on one of them by Primo and the next one done by Dr. Dre.
Oh.
And he wants to drop them the same day.
Oh,
you know,
he already
cool.
extended the invitation to Primo for Untitled. He's gonna go through whatever scheduling. But he said it at a show like that he extended the invitation basically and he is doing the same with Dre. That wow. would be interesting.
It might take a while to come out, though.
Yes, but that'd be pretty fresh. Dre's coming out with Detox. He says November, finally.
He says that every year.
What's this Raekwon and Dre?
That's literally in like 2 months, 3 months.
Eminem's supposed to be on it. Snoop's going to be on the game. M's back in the studio.
That's when he's at the gym.
Who, Snoop?
Not Eminem.
He was obese
Snoop
for a little while.
If he was in the gym.
Get a moment. In a moment, and so it is. Rakim's putting out the Seventh Seal in fall.
Oh,
again?
Really?
For the seventh time?
I don't know.
Time?
I hope it's better than last. Yeah, no comment. And that's what it is. Let's get into music.
The weather.
Word up.
Introduce yourselves, my lovely panel.
My name is Mix Messiah. I'm from the home of music. That would be New Orleans.
I love it. Home of music.
My name is Noah, a.k.a. Soul Khan of the Brown Bag All-Stars. The biggest thing to happen to hip-hop in New York since hip-hop.
That's
Enjoy.
What Sputnik Brown said.
Enjoy. Oh, well, that's
right.
Cool. Well, whatever. We can take to the stage. I'll battle America. All right, keep going. What up, Eighth?
My name is Eighth One. I'm from New Jersey, and I'm not supposed to be here.
Is that an existential statement or like a...
Or were you a mistake? I don't know what you're saying right now. Or were you supposed to die?
No, I just wasn't supposed to be here.
Oh, okay. All
right. But I'm here now, which is beautiful.
I'm so glad to have you.
Awesome.
What part of Jersey?
Browns Mills by way of Brick City. Oh, wait. Or is it Brick City by way of Browns Mills?
I never get the by way of shit.
I don't. So, now, north and south. North and south.
Yeah. Oh.
Brick City and Browns
Mills. All the facts.
Huh?
All the facts?
All the what? I music. Can't hear nothing.
Artifacts? You don't know the artifacts?
Oh, yeah. Same one. Yeah, of course.
Come on, man.
Oh, you say all the facts.
Music.
Oh, no.
Let's keep it moving like
Let's keep
say.
It moving.
All
right.
DVDs.
E-holla.
So, you already know.
I have a track request. I was going to say a track request. Oh, that's cute. I'm going to start talking like that, but not really. Okay, the first track is Apathy. It's featuring Royce da 5'9".
Apathy.
It's called If You Forgot My Name.
If I haven't.
If you forgot, if you forgot my name or my style,
got my name on my stamp.
It's nickel, nigga.
You get, yeah. You got my name. Batter cracker, no rapper, could battle apper, go after, cause rapper, don't matter, I baffle you bastards, I'm baffling your brains, the brainiac was brutal as dictators, cause I've been shitting out singles since y'all was just sixth graders, I'm sick, simple as that, I disassemble the track, like Navy SEALs, field strip gats, and pitch black, I'm abstract, but not like that backpack rap, like the tats on my arm come to life and attack. So if you forgot my name, you gotta be insane. Get a CAT scan, I'm deep in every rap fan's brain. What's the scenario? I'm murdering beats and I bury flows. Putting stereos in death row like Harry O. Shit you say is not necessarily true. I'm so fly, I peep game from an aerial view. On a scale of 1 to 10, you're barely a 2. Y'all are pussies, I'ma call you the Ovarian crew, motherfucker.
If you forgot my name or my style, as far as rap goes, it's only natural I explain my plateau. What defines my name?
If you forgot my name or my style,
as far as my name, it's only natural I explain my name.
Yeah, by the way, I'm a problem amazing. Many men have died trying to solve the equation. There's only one of me until history repeats me. I came, so I conquered. I'm Vinny, Vinny, Vici. No wrongs or no rights do apply to my life. Now I'm grown, now I'm zoned. I'm alone with my mic. I ain't trying to hear what y'all did. This is my kingdom. The king lift his finger and swing up the drawbridge. From the Philippines to New Orleans, the hills of the grassiest Nolan. Assassinate rappers from the past to the present to the flashiest flowing. Yeah, they the best till they pass through my colon. Underhand pictures from the app like I'm bowling. Here to get the cash while I'm assed in my rolling. Nickel 9 HP, niggas try and play me. Nigga, I will end it, I'm a different kind of crazy. Crazy.
If you forgot my name or my style,
as far as rap goes, it's only natural I explain my plateau and also what defines my name.
If you forgot my name or my style,
as far as my name. My name, it's only natural I explain my name.
Okay. Oh, that's a good way to start the show, baby.
Oh, my drummer's here.
All right, that was Apathy featuring Royce the 5'9", If You Forgot My Name. And I did not forget your name because the track was good. Holla. Go ahead, continue, everyone.
What up, Holla?
Yeah, but he represented to the fullest.
He did represent. That was an ill production.
The scratch was incorporated.
The scratch was
like
nice. The production track was nice. The lyrics were on point.
Impeccable.
Okay.
I give it a... On the Mr. Fab scale.
The Mr. Fab scale.
I give it 5 out of 5 stunners.
Stunners.
I think it was a dope song. Apathy always does well. I've never heard a bad Apathy song. The day I do, I'll just blame self-titled. Self-titled always comes correct. Royce killed it. Apathy killed it. It's a wonderful combination. Don't know why it didn't happen sooner. And if it did happen before, I don't know about it, and I need to go back and do my research. God bless them.
God bless them all, each and every one.
And I always have more to say about stuff I hate, so you know, I gotta like this if I'm that brief.
That is very true. You don't want to gouge your eyes out and put diarrhea in them like you would.
Oh, with terminology? Yeah, let's not even talk about that.
Yes, continue. Eighth.
The beat was hard, and the scratching was cool from what I heard of the track. I kind of had to use the bathroom. But
I love the honesty.
The joint was good. For the record, though, Fat B's bathroom is really rugged.
So that was good. We're I always feel like we have less to say whenever tracks are good because it's not really, it speaks for itself.
Oh, if you want, I could pretend to hate things about this track. I'm really good at pretending.
No, I want you to actually like something.
Oh, okay, I love this.
That's good. I
can talk about how much I love this.
I like Happy Noah.
Like when I'm alone at night and candles are on.
Okay, moving on to the next track.
Word.
All right, next one. Raz Cass.
The best.
Yeah.
John Israel's name of the track is produced by Domingo. I want to hear some Raz Cass. I haven't heard Raz Cass.
Nature of the Threat.
That's good.
Yes, that's what's up.
He don't know the half. But I'm going to get it off my chest right about now.
About me, nigga, ask about me, yeah.
Let me tell you about me.
plotted my death like Jesus and the Pharisees. Runaway bride, I asked rap to marry me. Lake show colors, tourmaline and canary ring. He's still live like Larry King. Hot boy, I mix crunk juice with kerosene. I seen a little bit of everything. Bitches that like turkey bases up they ass on methamphetamines. Got money, went broke, did a 2-year bid. Trying out chewing tobacco on a plastic lid. And niggas ain't knowing how I'm ghetto as fuck. But bougie enough to sack 7 jeans, metal was tucked. And I wish your boy would, cause your pedal was fucked. Stay with bitches straight out of King Magazine or stuff. I'm just re-ing up, the new team is us. I put that on the 9 inches between my nuts.
John put on his pants one leg at a time. John get on his own too and get on his grind. John get in his own and spit out a rhyme. But John will get it poppin' if you get out of line.
This is the drill, I'ma get my meals. One life to live, fuck how you feel. House is real, John is real. When John was born, Raz was torn between being adorned or receiving a crown of thorns. Conceived in a world of scorn or rejoicing a child is born. Casualty of war, not being allowed to mourn. Only supposed to bow down before the Lord. Raz got more fucked up with what he could not afford. See, John evolved to Raz, then when Raz met John. Now John Austin is simply Batman Beyond. They say timing is everything. But I'm the realest nigga rhyming about everything. I ain't never had a problem fucking a bag when mom's at me on MySpace and tell me I'm handsome. I still wanna pop cops at my door like ransom. Then leave a couple Cayman Island accounts to my grandson. They say you catch more flies with sugar than shit. But I ain't never seen a swarm of flies follow a chick. Unless she Ethiopian with flies on the tits. Next to Angelina Jolie with French fries on her lips. I guess that makes Africa hot. Cover Us Weekly when celebrities adopt.
John put on his pants one leg at a time. John get on his own too and get on his grind. John get in his own and spit out a rhyme. But John will get it poppin' if you get out of line.
This is the drill, I'ma get my meals. One life to live, fuck how you feel. House is real, John is real. My slang is part collegiate, part South Central. I'm part white tea, part Rolex presidential. I'm all acapella, just add instrumental slash party boy. Fogging up the back of a Pinto. Back in 9-8, narrate how I used to get chose like blind date. Now it's blind fate, so real when it's all bad. Nobody felt you, ain't no personal assistance, just hamburger helper. So when niggas talk that rich shit and forget where they came from, losing touch, I just blame them. I show right as simple. Pay me my back half. I fit the great goose and I can bag my own ass. Local rappers wanna verse 16 bars for the cash. Home delivery, you could call me Raz Cash. But at the end of the day, when they ask how I feel, I just give them my government and say John is real.
John put on his pants one leg at a time. John get on his own too and get on his grind. John get in his own and spit out a rhyme. But John will get it poppin' if you get out of line.
This is the drill, I'ma get my meals. One life to live, fuck how you feel. House is real, John is real.
John put on his pants one leg at a time. John get on his own too and get on his grind. John get in his own and spit out a rhyme. But John will get it poppin' if you get out of line.
This is the drill, I'ma get my meals. One life to live, fuck how you feel. House is real.
Hello, hello, and we're back.
Hi there.
Hello, yeah, yeah. All the Jazz Hour Fat Beast. No, I'm just kidding. That was Raz Cash. John is real, produced by Domingo. All right, let's see. What to say, what to say, what to say. Raz Cash, you are truly a very talented lyricist and MC. But baby, you got to get some better production, Papa. That was not attention grabbing.
1-800 Black Milk.
Yeah, bro. Like,
I think Raz Cash drinks when he's picking his beats and while driving.
It wasn't bad. It just was very boring and very generic sounding.
A lot of his beats are.
And the thing is that he's a very talented MC. Great. But the problem is that when you lay something over a whack beat, nobody wants to listen to it because it. You kind of, at least with myself, I kind of catch myself just wandering away.
Yeah,
and then like, all right, pay attention. Like, I have to force myself to pay attention.
And then
and
you get
good music should not force you to have to pay. Like, you should pay attention because it draws you in, not because it's pulling you away and you have to actually make a mental note to listen to it. You know what I'm saying? So
it becomes a turnoff. It's like Wendy Williams in a bathing suit.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord.
I don't know about you, but I'd jump on that.
Oh, wow.
And get lost in the fold.
It's like an ocean of love.
Yeah. An ocean?
I don't know.
More like a polluted lake.
Cave diving.
Like pool of sex.
Yeah, oh, pool of sex.
Wow.
Shout out to Sav 1, the Wendy Williams of underground hip hop.
All right, so Eighth, what do you think of the song?
Leave the man at home.
I agree. That's why I didn't have much to say. The beat was kind of boring because when your lyrics is like that, you're already going to have a problem with people listening to you. So you want to have a beat that's going to keep their attention to get them comfortable with listening to you, in my opinion.
Exactly.
It's kind of like the just the frosting on a cake, I guess.
That it's that initial, I mean, people listen to music because they want to listen to music, you know what I'm saying? And I think part of being a dope MC is being able to have that ear to know what kind of production complements you as an MC, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of like part of the package. Otherwise, you could just do spoken word all day or do ballads or acapella stuff and be good. But Razzcast, you're mad talented.
Exactly.
But
speaking of spoken word, we have a 40 cal in store coming up.
Yeah.
Wait, spoken word on.
Nice for the shout out.
Yeah.
To the spoken word peoples. Holla! If y'all didn't know,
not really a spoken word, dude. Yeah. Just raps off.
I know, but you looked at me when you said spoken word.
Yeah.
So I know in your heart you were really referring to me.
Oh, of course.
As a spoken word artist.
Of course.
Thank you.
Oh,
even
word.
Though that, yeah, holla.
Spoken word?
Yeah, I do spoken word.
Nice.
I'll be in New Eureka this Wednesday. Coming up the 2nd, I believe. Is that the 2nd?
Check it out.
Or no, the 2nd is Saturday. I'll be in New York. Every first Wednesday of the month, go to New Eureka. They got a dope spoken word showcase. It's hosted by Homeboy Sandman, resident of NY. We're actually going to be previewing one of his songs in a little bit. But before that, oh, look who it is. One of my favorite MCs. OC and AG. Put it in the box.
Big time.
Holla.
It's Mr. Intercontinental. Long way from being locked down with cons. I've been through enough for one individual. They say we criminal. I stay at the palace in Liverpool, blowing the chalice when I'm chatting in interviews. Oh, you ain't smoking with me.
What? It's the end of the interview.
A sure shot, so don't bet me. A off the hook, phone text me. Phrase is so catchy. I can't fall, the show won't let me. High school dropout, so don't test me. Friends with white chicks, that's so Becky. When they see me in the stores, they go get me. Put me in a box, but my soul you can't capture. It's just a body in front of the pastor. Say I'm God, cause I am. Wouldn't say it if I wasn't. And I got the devil in me, you ain't know that we was cousins.
We on the grind, so every dime we put it in the box. Press up a ocean and put it in the box. The game plan is to fill it to the top. Where we reach our goal, get another box. Big bills, small bills, you gotta put it in the box. Show money, that's more money, put it in the box. Main aim and focus is to fill it to the top. And when you reach your mark, get another box.
Here's why I connect the dots. The camaraderie be
Siamese.
The difference is one famous is Dominican while the other looks Guyanese. Exotic features, accumulated moles over time on my face like measles. Telling us apart is no trivia. We different but we're equals. I get it all the time, I hear them whisper. Look at these dudes, how do they maintain? Legit or things illegal? If coke adds life, then which door is it that I hold the keys to? But that's another sequel. Forget G, Money and Nino, A's my primo. Intercontinental or local, wherever we go. Soon as we touch down, I give thanks, light up a Newport, smoke half and give my man a bust down. I probably smoke too much, I need to cut down.
We on the grind, so every dime we put it in the box. Press up a ocean and put it in the box. The game plan is to fill it to the top. When we reach our goal, get another box. Big bills, small bills, you gotta put it in the box. Show money, that's more money, put it in the box. Main aim and focus is to fill it to the top. And when you reach your mark, get another box.
We face off in competition.
position like a frilly game of baseball. You can't hit our fast pitches or our bad pitches. A and Omar, like one dude with bipolar. Best believe we got you motherfuckers on our sonar.
I got R's,
I got evens, yo A, let's choose it.
And the feds investigate what we putting in our music. Crack me, react, look around and smack. What you talk is only rap.
And as the world spins on its axis and time goes by, we never chill, we always putting in the practice, which means more paper, lower tax brackets.
Cash is automatic and all we do is stack.
We on the grind, so every dime we put it in the box. Press up our ocean and put it in the box. The game plan is to fill it to the top, where we reach our goal, get another box. Big bills,
small bills,
you gotta put it in the box. Show money, that's more money, put it in the box.
Main aim and
focus is to fill it to the top. And when you reach your mark, get another box.
What the hell were they talking about? This is what I got from that song. First off, one is Dominican, the other one's Guyanese appearing.
Whatever what is.
Yeah, whatever what, bad, I'm not bad. Sure. Something about measles, which means I need to stay away because you could be contagious.
Something smells horrible.
He's a baseball connoisseur of sorts. And he said he has been maybe smoking too much and he needs to stop, which I agree with. Otherwise, you wouldn't have picked a whack-ass beat such as the one we just heard Tule say track over. The both of you are very, very talented MCs. Therefore, you have no excuse to pick whack shit.
Exactly.
Go
call,
ahead.
Call your man Law Finesse. Call Law
Finesse. No, because you know what? Please. I love them. And therefore, my expectations from them as MCs are a lot higher.
Oh, my God.
Because exactly. I know that they got it in them to do something much better. I'm just highly disappointed, and it makes me sad. And
no.
You're around Law Finesse and Diamond D all day, and you can't find a beat.
Man.
You know what's funny? I did my taxes while listening to that song. It was cool.
The production was so boring.
I think George Michael could have given you a better beat.
George
Michael had his concert last night. I heard extravagant things about it. He did some Wham, some Wake Me Up Before You Go Go. Use that sample, someone please.
Actually, Adriano's last album did use a Culture Club sample.
Okay, I said Wham. I didn't say Culture Club. All right, don't get them confused. They're not the same.
I know they're not. One's a butch homosexual. One's a feminine homosexual.
Exactly.
Ain't no thing. But here's the thing.
Two best supporting actresses.
Here's the thing.
Love them.
Here's the thing. I agree with what you're saying, Lady J. But, I'll say this. AG is holding on to as much hair as he can to put it in dreadlocks, which I really respect.
Word.
And OC killed it as much as I could tell at the Crooklyn Dodgers concert. And he still makes good music.
What does that have anything to do
know.
With
I'm
the track
I'm trying to find something good
to.
Just by basing it off their name.
What does that have
I don't
anything
know.
To do with
the,
what we just
this is
to.
Actually the second mediocre song I've heard off this project, because I've heard another song before this. And, like, they, like, people
I
need to give up the dream.
Talented.
So you're saying the time is up?
Time's up. Their pockets are going to be flat.
You lack the minerals and vitamins, my brothers.
This project is going to be boring.
The ions and the niacin. For real.
And the fun thing is, like, they made timeless music. They made timeless music in their era, and that's not to say they have to make the same sound in music, but you know when something's timeless. You know when something will endure past the minute you make it.
That's why I made it very clear that I believe that both of them, and I know both of them are extremely talented. I'm
not
shitting
five.
On them as MCs or lyricists. It's just right. In this
they're
particular
15
example. 15
years older than both of us. They can
right,
take it.
Bad.
Yeah.
Indeed.
They're grown men. They
yeah.
know
Indeed.
What they've done. I don't
exactly.
want to baby
Exactly. They know
them.
What they're capable of. They know what their talents are.
You baby
are,
them
and
enough and they get KRS-1 syndrome. That's fucking stupid.
LL Idas.
LL's whatever. LL gave us In the House. That shit was hilarious.
He did.
It was cold ass funny. For like,
wow.
For like 4 years, tricking wow. everybody into thinking that should be a TV show. That was genius.
Wow.
That was
wow.
brilliant.
Ace.
But he was around Debbie Allen.
I was lost in it. I didn't really like it. I do agree though. A lot of these dudes, we got high expectations for them, man. A lot of cats have been falling short.
They come in with mediocre stuff. And the thing is,
falling short.
I don't understand how you can complain about hip-hop and the state of hip-hop and how great your time was when you yourself
suck right now.
Are bringing in hot garbage to the forefront.
Exactly.
If you're going to complain about the new school, I really need you to not make whack shit.
And
please.
It really be upset.
Especially when you're capable of making awesome music.
And we know you are.
And we know you are because we've heard it. Please. Please.
Word up.
Keep hope alive.
Yes, sir.
All right. Enough of that. We've given them their moment.
Yes, yes.
So it's time to move on.
To what?
In local. Repping Queens. Mr. Homeboy Sandman. And the name of the track is Airwave Air Raid. Oh, that's fun to say. Airwave Air Raid. Airwave. I can say it 10 times. Say it 10 times.
Go.
I can't. Holla.
First, she got the hot 9-7, arsenic, arsenic, onslaught of the non-stop systemic. Loss of the team summit, I can't stomach, and y'all ain't seen nothing. Game sort of the same as big game hunting.
How?
Pray, push the play button. It's all praises, I'll be shamed to say in public. Catch me up in the club, outcome. The KKK coven, a sand coming, a sand coming. Clean out your crabs like a brand muffin. But rap suffering, uncovering, slash cussing. Straight from the beaten path when I pass puppets around coming. Hoods ending up grass like hoods that's rushing. Hoods caught in a rash of peace and loving. And baby mothers and dads is cramped. The influx of wives and husbands through the influx of rhymes and substance. I'm talking about an air raid. I'm here to air raid. You know the airwaves ain't dope when everybody knows shit about how they do shit. But you can tell that they don't. But even if they did do, this shit is stupid anyway. Cats talking about nothing like Jerry and Elaine. It's definitely not the image your kids should emulate. So I'm blowing that away. Air raid, motherfucker. Pandemic, parasitic. Low code, no code of ethics. Full blown, full diuretic. Half naked, wretched. Half stepping, stepping, fetch it. Game sort of the same as Sega Genesis. Players break down blocks like it's Tetris. Blow hit block like it's Tekken. Insipid, tepid. Foul like fucking pheasants. When sand stepping, class in session. Whole profession, fresh and fallen. Intercepted, pouring all sorts of antiseptic. But rap seem desolate. Re-refin it, resurrected. Reinvent, redirected. From counting Benjamins to counting blessings. From raising weapons, from raising hell to raising adolescents. From raising L's to raising questions. In essence, it's directions to the next shit. I'm talking about an air raid. I'm here to air raid. You know the airwaves ain't dope when everybody knows shit about how they do shit. But you can tell that they don't. But even if they did do, this shit is stupid anyway. Cats talking about nothing like Jerry and Elaine. It's definitely not the image your kids should emulate. So I'm blowing that away. Air raid, motherfucker. This shit is despicable, miserable, cyclical, typical, stereo, stereotypical, nonsensical, simple, not different, not difficult. Game same as being a high school principal.
How?
Every which way, names need discipline, no condition, for long division and counting decimals. Aggressive, infectious, and very high decibels. HS is the New Testament, new sentences, new sentiments, new standards of excellence, new influence, new emphasis. Big drum with approve, so too, with Lord Tennyson, Ralph Ellison, Duke Ellington. Lesser reppin' sections, more reppin' than 10 to 6. Conventional records is jettison. Ladies and gentlemen, follow my melody. Swallow my medicine. I am talking about an air raid. I'm here to air raid. You know the airwaves ain't dope when everybody knows shit about how they do shit. But you can tell that they don't. But even if they did do, this shit is stupid anyway. Cats talking about nothing like Jerry and Elaine. It's definitely not the image your kids should emulate. So I'm blowing that away. Air raid, motherfucker. Air raid, I'm here to air raid. You know the airwaves ain't dope when everybody knows shit about how they do shit. But you can tell that they don't. But even if they did do, this shit is stupid anyway. Cats talking about nothing like Jerry and Elaine. It's definitely not the image your kids should emulate. So I'm blowing that away. Air raid, motherfucker.
All right, Homeboy Sandman, Airwave, Air Raid, say that shit 10 times fast. I bet you can not, but.
I can.
All right, let me break it down real quick.
I'm amazing.
Production, dope. I liked it a lot. Yeah, I'm not being biased because he's my peoples. I did enjoy the production for the fact that it had mad layers to it. Had little parts where different instruments came in. Different, not what instruments, but you know, synths, blah, blah, blah. It switched up. I like it. Good job on the production. Dope. All right. Content, okay. Flow, not so much. I'm honest. He's peoples. I think he's extremely talented. But on a lyrical tip, I wasn't feeling it as much as I was a production. So total package, more than halfway, but not enough.
Yeah, it was definitely a cut where the production kind of dominated.
I mean, I thought what he was saying was cool. I just wasn't feeling the flow that much. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think it was garbage or anything like that. I just, like I said, you know.
I like the track change and it kind of, you know, reminisced a little
bit.
But
I wouldn't change it. I would listen to it. If it was playing, I would listen to it. So good job.
Yeah, it was cool.
It's better than the OC and AG joint.
I know, and they big.
Go ahead.
I agree. It was solid. Solid indeed.
Of course, like I said, there was some little things I wasn't so crazy about, but for the most part.
Nothing offended me.
Nothing offended you?
Not at all.
That's good. Okay.
It's like you're on it.
You can
man,
be
well.
Honest.
No, I'm just saying. That's me being honest.
Okay. I'm just so used to hearing.
Oh, like scathing criticisms and like saying, this sucks. You know how bad it sucks? It patented the sucking process.
Exactly.
1904. Like, no.
That's what I'm used to hearing from you. Nah, so
it was solid. It was cool. It seemed like it's a good. It's catchy as hell. Definitely.
Yeah,
catchy.
It was. And I like the hook. Good job.
I wasn't so crazy about the third verse because, like, I'm not a fan of when people just start rhyming single words, even if they're long. That's just like, I guess me. I can't deal with it. Everything else, dope. I thought the first two verses were solid, but, like, the last verse is not. The beginning was a problem for me. Whatever. Everyone, who doesn't slip? We all do things that
okay.
not everyone likes.
Okay. Fair enough. Eighth.
I'm partial. Homeboy Sandman is my favorite rapper right now. And, you know.
You.
Sorry.
You is a biased
what?
Ass.
Hey, okay, no, he's letting you know. He's letting you know. That's honest.
No, I know. Well, honest. Obviously, if you're working with somebody, it's because you respect them as an artist. You're not just going to work with somebody who you think is hot garbage. So I respect that.
Word. He's a excellent flower, and I could definitely respect somebody who has that kind of focus and energy to stick with.
That is very true.
Honestly, I will say this though: I wish I would have picked another song, but like
to represent him more, represent his capabilities a little bit more.
Yeah,
because I know, dude. I heard him flow, and honestly, that's why I say that because I've heard
he goes in
his capabilities on other tracks and even in person when he hosts New Eureka, which I go to quite frequently, and I'll be at this Wednesday performing. Shameless plug, but yeah, you know, at least he's rapping. At least it didn't. It's still hip hop. You know what I'm saying? It's good hip hop. So
I love this beat.
Great effort.
This
exactly.
is one of the best beats
ever.
Yes, it is. Wait. I gotta say. Wait. J is like, oh, that's crazy, son. It's crazy. I'm kidding. That was garbage. I know.
Rewind.
I'm kidding.
Ouch.
Please don't shank me. Do not shank me. Okay? If you hear screams, that's because, yeah, you know. Alrighty. Next track. Name of this MC is Famoso, which means famous in Spanish, for all of you who were not aware. I got the bilingual skills. It's crazy.
Capase means what's up in Haitian.
It does. I lived in Miami.
Kapla. Kapla means respect in Klingon. Just want to put that out there.
We're just so aware,
Shalom.
You know, and diverse. I love
peace, hello, goodbye.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Bakayaho, fuck you, Japanese, holla. All
too,
right.
Too soon. Too soon on the assalamu alaikum.
Bafyangulo. Some Italian for you. And moving on. All right, Famoso, Underground Railroad. That's the name of the track, and it's produced by Midas and Peoples.
Midas and Peoples.
Fix your muffler.
Yeah. What's going on, New York? What's going on, America? We gon' take it back to the underground. We gon' go train tracking, Harriet Tubman style. Yeah. Yo. Time.
times are hard. Hip hop needs hard time alliance with tools to moke out anybody who defy it. You see, we gon' raise walls and begin a riot. Russian stronger than the waters out of fire hydrants. Feel the agony when I spit a missile, split your canopy like Wu-Tang. It was all so simple, they can't be the poison in my pen. Like a Gaddafi causing tragedy. Bout it with my masterpiece with no limit like Master P. My goons act like bulldogs, but none are at OG. Quick to get this showbiz poppin' like AG. Digging in the crates like Prince Paul and Premier. The Vicky Vicky freak a funky sound inside the air. Strong on setting with Swain and King Tech. Dilated your peoples, now they all alcoholics. My words were millions, go ahead and ask your mother. Smoother than melted butter, ninth wonder your little brother. Engine, engine, number 9. On the New York Transit line. If my train goes off the track, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. This for the underground. Engine, engine, number 9. On the New York Transit line. If my train goes off the track, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. This for the underground. Boom. Guess who stepped in the room? The reason for skid marks on your Fruit of the Looms. You feeling the contact like it's cannabis fumes. Got the munchies, moon food like I'm MF Doom. Fast or slow, flows colder than one below. DJ Eclipse in the sun like the halftime show. 99 Tech Nines to stretch your Bobito. Like Frankie Collins, famo reppin' for Puerto Rico. Jedi mind tricks got me writing hieroglyphics. Where the terminology's far from specific. Ripping mics across the Atlantic and Pacific. Rise to the occasion when I'm low finessing lyrics. Cause all we did was spark manism. Before spitting for money, it was all about the wisdom. Find me at Pyramid, Sam killing the rhythm. A beast like Killer Priest, blessing your jurisdiction. Engine, engine, number 9. On the New York Transit line. If my train goes off the track, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. This for the underground. Engine, engine, number 9. On the New York Transit line. If my train goes off the track, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. This for the underground. Cloud your block, a cannibal with an ox. Dwelling in the cellar, cut you up like Mickey Knox. On the corner like Common, a guru with a Glock. A live son of man, just waiting for it to pop. Smoking splits till my eyes chickier than gins. It gotta be the haze from uptown that people bring. I get hyped doing 100 on mass pipe. With a technique so immortal, lead a supernatural life. Don't hold your breath, my flow's the most deaf. Like beat nuts when I pop the trunk, hit the deck. And like Pharaoh Munch, my life is all I had. Freshman Friday, I wanna see Jean Grey after class. Hit the west side with Raz Cass in the far ride. Acting out like Afro Man because I got high. Bad kid, spit slapstick like Mad Lib. Blacking out like 03 New York did. Spitting balls like Saigon doing the bid. You could die suddenly in your crib. I call it six, pay the Sean Price. When I bought shots from Smith & Wesson, sending the P-Bos a bird to play on 97. Engine, engine, number 9. On the New York Transit line. If my train goes off the track, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. This for the underground. Engine, engine, number 9. On the New York Transit line. If my train goes off the track, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. This for the underground. This for the underground. This for the underground. This for the underground. This for the underground.
Yo, 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 that was fresh from also cool. Underground Railroad, dope, produced by Midas and Peoples. Never heard of you before, but now I'll look for you because
Arsonist already
I appreciated
did
that as a listener.
Impeach the
president. Very good, very good. Dope beat. Good lyrics.
Yeah.
Overall.
All right, lyrics.
A good song. I mean, I said good lyrics. I didn't say crazy, you know, bananas.
Great beat, great beat.
Mind-boggling.
Actually.
I'm a beathead, bro. And he didn't say hot garbage, so that
worked. Didn't say garbage. It's like Arsonist did the exact same thing on their first album. They just called out and it, like, gave love to all the underground dudes at the time.
Well, I could manage to hear that
again.
But
it was dope. It was a dope song. He sounds like a dude who could do other dope things. God bless him.
Exactly.
But also, I'm checking.
God bless you. God bless hip-hop. Hip-hop lives on. Thank you.
But also, I won't throw a bottle at you on the street. Good.
But also.
Exactly. When I heard it, I didn't want to shoot myself in the face, nor did I want to throw ninja stars at him. So
I like ninja stars.
Ninja stars are, it's what I do. It's what I do. Rob Champion just stole my seat. What does that say about the character of this man?
I thought he was planning something. I thought that was a strategic move.
Moving on, while I have to handle my business of chair gathering.
What's next?
No, I wonder. Hello.
The beat was definitely nice. Say. I mean,
No, I just saw
the lyrics. The lyrics were it kept me in there for a little bit. It was a beat song once again, though.
It was
like the beat hour.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like a beat showcase.
It's like paying attention.
Who produced the beat?
Midas and Peoples.
Midas and Peoples.
Midas got the golden touch, and Peoples is for the Peoples, baby.
Wait, is Midas and Peoples like one dude's weird name, or is it two people?
I have no idea, but it was dope. So, good job. Look them up. MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace.
Midas
and Peoples.
I'm sure they're on MySpace. It's not some obscure, abnormal spelling. Wait,
hold on. Is it Midas and Peoples, or like Midas and Peoples, like subtracting them?
No, Midas and. And as an ampersand sign.
Oh, Midas.
Midas, like King Midas.
Aha.
So you got the golden.
Aha.
That changes the game right there. That's clever.
We're like trying to research these fellows because we want to hear more from you.
Yeah, Famoso, Midas, Peoples, come on down to the store. Say what's up.
Do it
406 6th Avenue, between 8th and 9th Street. A lot of big things happening. What's?
So, everybody, 8th, how'd you feel about
that
song?
Yeah, what do you think about that song?
All right. I kind of spaced a little bit.
He's just like, yeah. Actually, it didn't suck. I didn't want to slip my wrist. That's great. Yeah.
We have a space program at Fat Beats.
Okay.
Fat Beats Aeronautical Space or Association.
I'm in it right now, baby.
Yeah.
I'm in it.
All right, well, let's recap.
I just drank a bottle of Clorox. All right, let's keep going.
Oh, my goodness. I feel
try
like
it
I should
at
call
home.
Poison
yes.
control
And you still
right
correct
now.
Wayne.
Yeah.
Okay, recap. All right, first track, Apathy featuring Royce the 5'9". If you forgot my name, I did not forget your name because it was a dope track. Everybody seemed to like it. Good job. All right, next was Razzcast. John is real, produced by Domingo. Razzcast, you are a talented individual, but baby, you got to get better production, brother.
Yes.
Do something with your beat shopper.
Go to sleep with an MPC
do something.
Or something.
Seriously, please. Next, OCNAG, put it in the box. Yes, put it in the box. Far, far away. That's all I have to say about that.
Sorry,
yeah.
Guys.
What's happening? Is there cool stuff happening at Fat Beats, Lady J?
There is cool stuff, but
are
let me
still
wrap
recapping?
It up. Yes, we are.
Shucks.
Homeboy Salmon, Airwave.
Killing
air
it in the
raid,
game, Homeboy Salmon.
Wave raid. You did raid the airwave here, and it worked out.
Ahead above many other Sandmen.
Come out tomorrow night at Knitting Factory.
Exactly. And next, we have Famoso Underground Railroad, produced by Midas and Peoples. Yes, you have been underground, and now we know who you are, and we appreciate it. So, that's what that is. Now, let me tell you a little about what music's coming out this week and what events are going on. We got some things going on. We got like three things I just want to mention right quick. First and foremost, Insurgents. That's what it says. It's a hip-hop uprising tomorrow night. July 25th, we got Jay Live. You heard me. Jay Live, ill producer.
And who's DJing for Jay Live? Who's DJing for Jay Live?
I don't know. Let him know.
DJ Element of the Brown Bag All Stars.
Okay.
Black.
Okay. Rapping.
Who else is performing?
We got Homeboy Sandman. We got Lewis Logic and JJ Brown. Sleepwalkers. Lifelong Respect, hosted by Kel. And Audio Assault by Two Hungry Brothers. It's at the Knitting Factory. I suggest you get your little lovely dose of hip hop and make it out there.
Lewis Logic
shows
may
at 10 p.m.
wear drag again. Who knows?
Oh, that'd be very.
That was incredible.
That's a treat.
I stand behind him on that one.
Ow. That's a treat.
Pause
all right.
Indeed.
And
support him.
At Fat Beats, some cool things going on. Fat Beats.
The cool.
They're having
what?
They're gonna be 14. Or 14, which
that?
Means 14 years old.
Sorry,
in
I speak
Spanish.
God's language. Okay.
So, So, in celebration of Fat Beats 14 years of bringing you the best selection of hip hop and all that gloriousness, they're going to be offering customers 10% off sale this entire weekend, that Saturday and Sunday.
Wow.
At the NY and LA locations.
Wow.
So, and not to mention they're going
to
be having in-store appearances the whole day.
Someone,
so
please,
come through,
please,
get some music,
please,
get some clothes,
meet the
get
audible
some to
doctor.
Watch, make some babies, I don't know what, go crazy.
And buy the last Love Money and Music CD.
Exactly.
Good ass CD.
So I could get my damn check.
And just to let everybody know, these are some of the people that are going to be coming through. Rex One, Ryan said Rex One. Rex and Static Selecta, Pace One and Mr. Green, J Live, Thug Angels, which are Hellraiser and Shabazz, Mr. Hyde, DJ Eclipse, of course, Sucio Smash, with Soul Purpose, a.k.a. Mozzie, and I was in his last video, BooTube. I was the evil bitch cursing him out the entire time. Check that on YouTube.
Yeah, yo.
Sputnik Brown and A-OK, woo-hoo, with a bunch more that are coming through. And last but not least, we got a nice little event. Some little nice summertime fun sexiness, you know what I'm saying? Homebase, brought to you by Homebase, my homegirl Alice, repping Homebase and DigiWax. And yours, boy, DJ Get Live is going to be bringing you some ill music while bringing you some very dope art. It's going to be at Gallery Bar up in LES. We all know LES is popping. And I'm going to be there hosting ish, you know what I'm saying? And it's crazy, crazy art, alcohol, 2-for-1 mojitos. Oh my God. Oh my God. Exactly. And that's going to be Saturday from 1 to 8 p.m. during the day. So a little different. Daytime gig, you know, 120 Orchard Street for all you who do not know. Drink specials, 2-for-1 for mojitos and $5 draft beer. That's pretty cheap. Hello. We're talking about New York prices here, people.
And mojitos are delicious.
You and your friends, bro. Only built for Cuban drinks. Come through.
Word
go
up.
Crazy. You know? That's what it is. Brought to you by DigiWax and New Agency. Plus, pick up the mixtape, the new Homebase mixtape. It's bright yellow with purple writing, purplish blue, royal blue writing with Slick Rick holding his dick. Sure that rhymes on the cover. It's awesome. Do
grab
it.
Grab one for eighth.
And that's what it is. Anybody got any additional?
Yeah. Brown Bag All-Stars mixtape coming out in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, people.
Gotta have it.
Be it in 2 weeks.
Really in 2 weeks or like 8 months? Are we talking about realistic 2 weeks or Dr. Dre 2 weeks?
We're talking about we're talking about SoulCon 2 weeks.
Okay, okay.
When I project
okay,
and proclaim
white,
something.
White people stay on time.
Yes.
Good job.
Time is money. Jews love money.
Exactly. Exactly. Keep it up with the punctuality. Love it. Continue.
That's, yeah, it's going to be incredible. I think people are going to enjoy it. We've gotten rave reviews from all the people that matter to us. I don't know about the people who matter to everyone else. But frankly, if they don't matter to me, probably did something to piss me off in the first place. So
oh my God, you're so late.
Whatever.
I don't want you to matter because I
shit upon
you.
Mom said I'm handsome. I ride on that.
Wow.
Rest of my life.
Wow. All right, anybody else?
I'm trying to see what we're going to have first. A Raekwon album or a Black President? Which what? One comes first?
Raekwon.
Raekwon album or the
I don't
Black
know if
President.
That's ever going to happen.
The election's in 2008. Raekwon can't release his stuff before 2009. Black President.
Think so?
I would really like to hear a Raekwon album.
Let's bet.
You know what's funny?
Let's
considering it's been supposed to come out for
let's
like
bet a Dr. Dre beat.
Eternity.
Okay. That's the funny thing. That's the funny thing. I bet Raekwon is both happy and sad that his album is coming out after a Black presidency. But
yeah.
Whatever. Raekwon releasing an album won't stop John McCain from ruining the country. Yeah, so
that is very true.
I'm not.
Eighth, any shameless plugging?
Hell yeah.
Word. I love
eighth
it.
Eighth one. Shout out to Jersey. Just because I'm out here don't mean I ain't from
Brick City.
And lovemoneyandmusic.com and MySpace 8thW1. That's 8thW1. And yeah, that's about it. I got a mixtape coming out on August 8th, 888 Crazy 8s.
Is it really coming out the 8th?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah, I love it. I love the punctuality. I love it. It's awesome.
Word.
All right.
Come out tomorrow night to Knitting Factory again. We're all going to be there.
The Knitting Factory,
time.
Where they make awesome sweaters and tweed. Knitting.
Wow. Whoa, that was a literal knitting joke. Zing. We have a Brown Bag All-Stars Women t-shirt actually up there.
Do you really?
Looking right
where is
face.
It? Why haven't I gotten that?
Double B-A-S.
Can you be my sponsor?
With, like in alcoholism? What are you talking about?
Sure. St. Ives, baby.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I'm kidding.
I'd rather drink my own piss than St. Ives.
I do gin.
I'd rather drink my own piss after drinking St. Ives than drinking St. Ives.
Oh,
okay. Thank you for that. And I think we'll end on that note of Noah liking to drink
the
piss.
Urinary note.
Thank you all for having
the yellow
me
notes
here.
The Yellow Note Club.
All right, everybody, that's what it was. We'll
and
see you next
week.
We'll
be.
We won't see you. Well, you'll hear us.
Thanks.
Peace.
And Fat Beast Music Review Show. Peace.
Terminology.